I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Been waiting a really long time to announce this.
Oh, yes.
We have a live tour coming up.
Mega Live, the Awesome Pod Tour, starts in July. That's July 31st with our kickoff show here in Los Angeles. Then we have live shows in Portland, Dallas, Chicago, Nashville, and New York City.
We would love to see you there, not just because our pod is an awesome pod, but because we have a lot of really, really funny stuff planned. It's going to be such a great show.
It's going to be fantastic. So please go to the show notes right now, or I think I've mentioned it before.
Clay Mason Bannerman.
Megathepodcast.com, and you can get your tickets. Please come. Bring everyone you know. We would love to hang out.
See you there. Let's be together live and in person.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we give our mega church a tiny family feel. We introduce you to members of our church staff, people from our community, and I always think it's a treat, and I always think it's a treasure. Well, per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas. How you doing, Gray?
Oh, Hallie. Well, like the thieves said to Jesus, I am hanging in there. So great. Yeah, you know, I had a really fun weekend. Not sure if I've mentioned him before, but my friend Clay Mason Bannerman. Yeah, he's gotten really into flyboarding. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but we went out to the lake this weekend and just went flying all around.
What is that?
Oh, you haven't seen that, Hallie?
No.
Oh, it's like, well, you have this jetpack, and you've got these boots that shoot water and these hand things that shoot water, and you fly around, and everyone on the beach, you know, tries to figure out, you know, why you do that. It's really fun.
That's cool.
It's really fun. Yeah. But, you know, Hallie, I kind of had a sad week now that I'm thinking about it. You know, I attended a funeral back in Australia, of my grandmother, who passed away just, you know, after a long battle with my grandfather.
Oh, I'm so sorry. very great. And you must be so jet lagged and exhausted.
Oh, I know. Well, I mean, I actually just watched it on Zoom. So, oh. But yeah, I am totally exhausted.
Oh, was it a nice service?
Well, you know, Hallie, it really wasn't. I think I've mentioned it before way back.
Clay Mason Bannerman?
No, my grandmother, you know, I didn't have a great relationship with her. And she was a Chino, and that's a Christian in name only. You know, she went to church, but, you know, she just really didn't have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So.
Is she the one that used to lock you in the cage in the yard? In that, like, aluminum box thing?
Yeah, that's called a Chuchi box.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they were really popular in Australia, but they've been outlawed because, you know, a bunch of dogs died in them.
Was that what they were intended for, dogs?
No, actually, they were initially intended for old people.
Oh.
But, you know, my grandmother misused it and put us in it. But
Well, I know that losing someone who isn't a Christian can be so complicated.
Oh, I know, Hallie. It's so hard because, you know, I really didn't like her, but I did love her. And because, you know, we have to because we're Christians. And I just said, you know, it's so hard to think of her in eternal torment. But also, you know, I got locked in a hot box for a lot of days as a kid, you know. So what goes around comes around.
Mm.
Yeah.
So were you graveside? Did you see the burial on the Zoom?
Oh, well, Hallie, this is hilarious. There was some mistake with the paperwork at the funeral home. And they cremated her and spread her ashes across the parking lot of a beefaroo, which, you know, I just had to laugh because she hated that place. And, you know, I just thought that was kind of a God thing. And, you know, Jesus wasn't cremated.
Right.
And it really means that, you know, real Christians also can never be cremated.
That's true. That's right. Jesus was not cremated. And that's why we as Americans and Christians, we get embalmed, you know, we make up the person's hair and we put them in a ball gown and, you know, we get preserved like beautiful pickles in expensive coffins, just like Jesus would have wanted.
Exactly.
You know, that reminds me, Gray, of a conversation I had with my kids this weekend. Sorry, not to make it about me.
Oh, you know, yeah. Oh, no. Is your son day into dead bodies again or something?
We were talking about death, but no, this was actually one of my daughters. She came to me and she said, "Mom, I want to be a death doula."
What? What? Which daughter?
Well, the morbid one, evidently.
Oh,
well, what's a death doula?
What's a death doula?
Well, I guess it's kind of like a midwife.
What's
you
that?
Know? Well, a midwife is somebody who brings a baby out of your body.
You know, Hallie, I really don't want to hear about that.
So, anyhoodles, she's like, I want to get trained to help people, you know, and they die so they're not scared and they're not sad. And I'm like, hey, you know what? For Christians, death isn't scary and sad. Jesus conquered death. I don't even believe in death.
No, death is like hilarious to me. I laugh at death.
Then my son Day, he comes in and he's like, well, what about Lazarus?
Well, I hate when he comes in.
And I'm like, what about Lazarus? I mean, Jesus brought him back from the dead after he'd been rotting away for four whole days. Jesus wanted to prove that he can conquer death wherever, whenever.
I know. I think that's pretty baller if you think about it.
I know. And Day was like, no. And also, I have a question. Like, why did Jesus weep? You know, the Bible says that he wept. And if he knows the future and he knows that he was about to bring Lazarus back from the dead, why was he dead? And you know what? If death isn't sad or scary, it seems like he would just be like, you know, whatever.
Well, you know, maybe Jesus was sad because he was like 4 days late for the funeral.
Oh, like you with your grandma's funeral.
Yeah, but I really wasn't that sad.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is... Wow!
Whoa.
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Just like the church is the bride of Christ, our guest today prepares brides for Christ. It's Christina Credenza.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. I'm just so thrilled to be talking about our young bridal women serving their purpose and sending them off into that life of homemaking and celibacy with one husband.
Oh, yes. That is really special. Christina, just to give people a little bit of a background, you have one of the most popular outreach ministries here at Twin Hills, which is basically, from what I understand, and I don't know a lot about it because I'm not married, but giving young women that bachelorette of their dreams before they are married. So tell us a little bit about Bride of Christ and what you all are up to.
As you know, most important day in a woman's life is the day she gets baptized, but second is the day that she signs away her life rights to her husband.
Oh, yes.
And we like to get her just good and goosed up for that. But you know, normal bachelor activities, they're full of sin. Mm-hmm. It's just a real heathen pot of cess and pool and a cesspool. Mm. And so we like to give them a good fun time, but put a little, you know, spin on some of the devil's activities and make them more Christ-like so that our girls are good and ready to become monogamous with one man, but then hopefully stop sleeping with him and be celibate with one man.
That is really exciting. And I can tell you've been in the sun. You're a bit tan. Did you just get back from a trip?
I did just get back from a trip. Okay, so first off, it's all about location, location, location. Mm-hmm. You got to take the girls somewhere fabulous, somewhere they don't think they can go when they're a married woman. So I like to take them to the mall, but we go to the naughty store.
So oh, is that right?
Yes, we take them to first we go by Sbarro's, because you know, that kind of quality food is not good for a young woman when she is, you know, here to serve her purpose, which is being home at 5 when her husband comes home. And, you know, she needs to have her mind right. So we just take her to Sbarro's for one little lap around a meatball sub just to get her last kicks in.
Awesome. That is amazing. I just never think of Sbarro.
Yeah, have you guys had Sbarro's? You can admit it here.
Oh, I love Sbarro. I'm going to go for a cheese slice. I'm going to go for a pepperoni slice. I'll even go for a calzone if I'm really hankering and hungry.
I've never been.
Ooh, Hallie, I hope you're washing that away with Christ's blood the next day.
Well, I do. Sometimes I know that I use food as an issue of trying to feel some type of pleasure, you know? I know that's not how we're supposed to use food. You know, our body is the temple, you know?
That's right. And you as a woman are not supposed to feel pleasure. So you shouldn't be getting it in any form, ideally. Mm.
That's true. That's true. I try to comfort myself with food and I know I do it. I know I drove through a Krispy Kreme this week and I have been feeling bad ever since. But you know what? It's easy when you're a bride and you have a wedding date. It's easy to say, I'm not going to eat anything white for the solid 9 months or however long you're engaged. I'm only going to eat vegetables and, you know, raw meat or whatever it takes. It's easy when you have an end date, you know, that you know you can have a Krispy Kreme at the end.
Yeah, well, let me give you a little diet trick then, because it is easy when you are engaged and you are a bride. But here's the thing. The day you are born, you are engaged to God.
Right?
And the day you get married is when you die and go and meet him in heaven.
I love
so
that.
Essentially, you're always preparing for your wedding day with God and you always want to look your best.
Oh man, I need to be better with this body. I'm going to be very honest with you.
So it starts with a Sbarro trip. I guess, wow, this is interesting. So are you going to a mall in another city or are you staying local?
Oh, no. We go to the outlet malls.
Oh,
you know, where the cast-off goods are. Yeah. So, you know, it's always outside. So you get a little walk around. Well, then we like to get our party favors out. And as you may know, if it's a regular bachelorette, they like to display phallic emblems on their heads as crowns.
It's sick.
And phallic emblems as straws, you know, where everything looks like a penile organ.
This is insane. I've never even heard of this.
We want to give our girls that bachelorette experience. So we do give them penile crowns, but it is Christ's penile.
I have to be honest with you, Christina. I have, until this very moment, I just realized I have never imagined or even thought of the fact that Christ was a male. And so he had to have one, and I never even pictured it or thought about it.
Yeah, I don't know why you would, Allie.
I mean, he must have peed out of it. I doubt he did anything else with it.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you know, but he did have to have a genital member.
Well, I think it was definitely a Jewish member, not a Gentile member, but I do just want to point that out. So, you know, I do want to bring us back, I think, just to the event itself. So, you know, you're at the outlet malls, you're wearing the funny hats. And what are these ladies getting into? Because I think guys are always a bit, suspect of like, what do they talk about? What are they up to?
Yeah. Well, girls who, you know, maybe they get too close to their best friend or whatever. I feel like ladies are always looking for a reason to be gay, you know?
That's right. And you know what? What better chance than at a bachelorette party with a bunch of women, which is why the bachelorettes we have are just the bride, their mother, and myself.
So you're not just the organizer. You also go as a chaperone type of thing?
Yeah, I'm the best friend. I'm the maid of honor. I'm the chaperone. Then they have their mother. Then they have me. So if they want to be gay, it's going to have to be with one of us. And I am not going to do it unless I'm not going to
do it. No, I don't get a single gay vibe coming off of you, Christina. Not one.
I can't say that for the moms, but I know I'm not doing it.
Well, I think this is so positive. I think it's a perfect time to find out. Are you married, Christine?
Well, you know, I'm engaged first and foremost to God, as previously stated.
Awesome.
But beside of that, I have unfortunately had 19 failed engagements.
Oh no.
One nine?
Yeah.
19.
I keep saying 20th is the charm, but I've been a bit of a dry spell.
Always the betrothed, never the betrothed, huh?
That's right. Always a bridesmaid, never a woman of God.
Man. Wow.
And I just, I want to be in God's good grace so bad, which means I do need to, you know, I do need to pay patronage to a husband, but it is not looking good for me.
You don't look a day over 30, and so I'm just trying to put that together. That's maybe a few engagements a year.
Basically, what's happening is sometimes I do two at once just to see if one will work out in my favor.
Smart.
And then, unfortunately, that's often been the cause of them breaking up
because
they find out about each other and somehow not understand. I'm just trying to guarantee a husband.
Yeah. Shots on goal. Now, I do want to point out maybe what could be a silver lining, just to give you a word basket of encouragement, Christina, is that there's something so fun about being engaged, and the anticipation of how good that Christian married sex is going to be, that monogamous sex in the beginning, which you mentioned does turn into celibacy. I don't know if you were just referencing it as if that is what just naturally happens, which as a married woman, I can tell you that is the truth.
God's natural way. Yes.
Yeah, but you get to live in the anticipatory land of the wonderful sex that is coming rather than getting married and then being done with it. You know what I mean?
I mean, if I can be honest on this podcast, and I do hope there are no children below 5 listening to this podcast, but wow, isn't a good dry hump there's just nothing better, you know? And and when you are engaged, you know, the Lord says you can dry hump when engaged. I'm sure that's in stone somewhere because you're not technically doing anything, but you know, you're going to get engaged. So, I mean, I have just about rubbed my body organs off with a strong pair of Levi's up against it a few times.
Oh yeah. There can be abrasions from gene sex. And I tell my kids that all the time, but I do remember a good, I remember getting a little bit, feeling aroused from when I could tell a gentleman was, you know, popping a denim canopy down there and whatnot. And I almost like the anticipation better because then, you know, Christina, you don't know this, not having had sex before, but like it's got a lot of hype. It's really built up. And then when you finally do it the first time, it's not pleasant at all. And then after that, you kind of just really all you have to do is lay flat and give the guy his 10. And usually in under 10 minutes, he can be, you know, wham, bam, and you can get back to, you know, watching your programs or whatever you enjoy.
Oh, wow. It sounds so beautiful the way you say it. I am really looking forward to that in my life. And I do hope I find that special person for myself.
You know, okay, that's really interesting, Hallie, and maybe more than we wanted to know. But, you know, something that I thought was fun on the pamphlet that you hand out for Bride of Christ is
a great pamphlet.
Oh, great pamphlet. And I really did love that everybody gets to go to the Nails to the Cross nail salon as part of the bridal package.
And get
that's
nailed.
Really fun.
That's right. And get nailed, which, you know, it is misleading on the pamphlets.
Okay.
And a lot of girls are very excited for that portion of the day, but it is, in fact, a manicure.
Oh, okay. And still, it's just you, the bride, the bride's mom, and that's it. Just the three of you all day long.
Yes, that's right. The three of us all day long. And, you know, sometimes a grandmother will join and I will allow it. And sometimes one of the bride's actual friends will come and I will have her citizens arrested. But mostly that is the group. Yeah.
With the pedicure, do they do like a Christ-like foot washing? Like, you know, Jesus did with the disciples?
That's right.
It's so innovative, I think, what you're doing, because, you know, most churches, they leave the bachelorette parties up to the brides. And I think what we do is you are providing this awesome ministry. And is this, you know, is this paying the bills? Is this a full-time thing now?
Oh, gosh. You know, I wish it was. But this is a volunteer service that I do out of the goodness of my own heart. And I actually work over at Sugar Beets.
Oh,
which is, yeah, I don't know if you've heard of sugaring, but it's a fancy type of bikini wax that uses the Lord's honey to sugar the hair off your body.
That's awesome.
I do work there, yes, but I do not do the waxing. I am in charge of throwing away all of the little honey balls that are covered in pubes. So that's what I do. I just kind of run around the salon all day. I you know, grab up all the honey balls, grab the extra hair around, dab it around, stick, 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 you know, and I throw those away. And that's how I pay my rent to God, but also to my landlord.
Oh, okay. I mean, and you don't take the ladies to do that, I assume.
No. Because, you know, as the Bible says, you know, there was a burning bush and is a full bush because it had to catch on fire. And that is what women should go into marriage with, a very full bush that should their husband want to light it on fire, they could.
Well, you can, if it's in the bonds of marriage, it's a-okay.
That's right. And you cannot report it to the cops or any person of authority because they will not believe you because God told them not to. That's a little tip I give to every bride before they go into their marriage.
And once you marry that man, basically what your wedding vows are is you're releasing consent for the rest of your life. So your husband doesn't ever have to get consent because you gave it to him that day on your wedding day.
That's right. And you know, that is why your father walks down the aisle, because your father consents for you your whole life. Then he gives that consent to your husband. So if you ever no consent a day in your life, you should burn in hell, because that is not for you. It's for a man around you. If you don't have a dad, well, you know, some random guy will do. Just kind of anyone who's not you is always better than you is my philosophy.
Well, yeah. I mean, because we're emotional and not to be trusted. Christina, while I have you, you mentioned sugaring, and that sugar can take some pubes off. And I can't wait to meet God at the pearly gates and say, you know, if it is really truly an abomination for a gal to have armpit hair, leg hair, you know, bikini line hair, why is it there? I know we are not supposed to have it. And I have tried to go and get these waxes before I go to get my regular pelvic exam from my gynae, just so that he's not horrified, you know, of the full burning bush. And because I don't know what's going on down there, honestly, I haven't looked and I haven't, you know, touched. And how does the sugar take it off? And do you recommend that for women? That why is God putting hair where it shouldn't be?
You know, it is our test. And, you know, a burning bush is for your husband to repel him from your vagine, as y'all know. But God likes that beef pure and clean. Now, ideally, all those your pubes would fall out naturally. But I do have to recommend sugaring if you want to meet your man with a clean beef. So if you want to come into the salon, I'm happy to get the best, you know, sugar roller up on you.
Oh, awesome.
But if you're a thrifty gal, just get a little bit of brown sugar, some lemon juice, some honey, some mayonnaise, pop it in the microwave, rub it all around, put on your tightest pair of Levi's, keep them on for 3 days, take them off. It will be painful. But at the end of it, there will be a little massacre down there and you will not have many pubic soldiers left.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. I just, there's no way that we can talk about this anymore.
Quick question. I might do the home remedy simply because if I did have a gal go down there with some sugar, I would be afraid I was gay.
Yeah, you know what? I would be afraid of the same thing.
Did you grow up knowing Christ in your family? It just sounds like you probably had really amazing role models of Christ in your life.
I did. I had amazing role models. My mother and my father ran a small Christ group in a tent outside of Spokane, Washington. Oh. And there was about 20 of us in the tent. We lived there. We went to the doo-doo there. We ate there. We went to church there. And I watched my mother and father just happily fornicate for several years until their celibate phase. And that is where I learned all of my principles until a small police brigade broke us up over a racketeering sort of accusation from the devil that ends just, there's a documentary about it on HBO actually, if you're interested. You can see me in it. I'm a little girl.
Really? Okay. That's awesome.
Racketeering? What is that?
No one knows what racketeering is.
It's just so strange.
No one knows. I think it's a word they made up to split up our tent because that tent was, you could just feel God in there every day. And sometimes God felt so bad. Just, it felt like you should just die. But that was God. And I learned to love it.
And God will never give you something you can't handle.
Do you guys, have you met me? You've spent time with me. What do you think I am doing wrong? Because I just want that crown in my body so bad, but from a real man. And I would just do anything for it.
Yeah, that's the lust of the flesh. It is real. I'll tell you what I'm looking at when I look at you, Christina. I think honestly, that you're really too beautiful and that guys probably get very intimidated. You have a very mathematically perfect face. So you always keep a beautiful red lip. You got great eyebrows. You don't even seem to need mascara, which is a can't leave the house without. You have the cute bangs, the long luscious locks. You have more legs than a bucket of chicken. God gave you something upstairs and in the back. I mean, you're curvy in all the right spots. And I honestly think that it intimidates men.
Hallie, can I stop you right there? I do need to remind you, I will not go gay. I will not go gay. I've made a promise to the Lord. And sure, do I want it? Yes. Do I hear you say all those things? I think about it. Yes. Do I know that the hole inside that crown looks nice? But I will not do it. So I just need to stop you right there. But thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. It actually helps my self-esteem. But
Yeah, you know, I could give just some different feedback too. Might be, you know, I think sometimes what guys are really looking for is just someone who is a helpmate, a companion, someone who is going to let him lead. You know, the Hebrew word for man is ish, which is the one who penetrates. You know, he's up there at the front, sort of like leading the charge, and then isha, which means the one who receives. And I think sometimes, you know, when we see someone who's so full of energy and kind of out there, maybe doing a little bit more ishing and a little less isha-ing, then guys might, like Hallie said, a little intimidated. So I guess my feedback would be, it just sometimes seems like a lot.
That's so helpful. It's just so nice to hear from a man about how to be a woman. It really
helps. Love to get feedback, and I'm here anytime.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. But, you know, that really hits. And I got to tell you, I have heard that before, and I've got, in different ways, never said so beautifully and so eloquently, but I did have, pardon my language, but I did have a fiance tell me to back the f- off. And it's just hitting me now that maybe I need to ish in my ashe a little amore.
Right.
Now, Christina, I just feel like, you know, God has made you so, he has made you so perfectly and set you on such a perfect path, because who better to volunteer to help brides have a bachelorette than someone who's been engaged 19 times? And in those 19 times, have you had a bachelorette party each time and learned stuff so that you could bring it to your business?
Every single time.
Wow, okay.
Really?
I do something a little special for myself and my bachelorette, which is that I go to Magic Mike XL.
Okay.
And I see if I am strong enough in God to not volunteer to be the woman that they pick up and put on the drum set, and she faces his crotch and he faces her, and then he plays the drum and it rains on them. And I do have to say, I do always end up volunteering, and I feel so bad about it. And maybe this is why I never get married, because I always put my hand up, and I always put my hand up, and I'm never chosen. And but you know, I'm hoping one day I am strong enough to keep my hand in my pocket the way Lord wanted it, but not near my crotch.
Well, that might be the Holy Spirit directing that male stripper to not pick you. You know, that could be God's, his saving grace looking out for you.
Oh, gosh, it must be.
Are you currently engaged?
I am, yes. Oh, how did I fail to mention that? yes, I am.
Who's the lucky guy?
It is a man from the tent.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, some could say we were childhood lovers. There's that early connection.
Right.
That early connection. So he's an older gentleman. So I do have hope that it will work out, because I don't seem having many prospects. But every time I'm with him, God, I just want to throw up. Just, now, as a married woman, is that a normal feeling?
Is it his smell, or is it his presence, or is it the thought of potentially being with him physically and nuptially?
Oh, gosh. I would say it's a vibrant cocktail of all three, but you do need to picture the fact that he does only have one tooth, and it's not the tooth you think.
Christina Credenza was played by the lovely Chelsea Devantes. She has a fantastic podcast. It's called Celebrity Book Club, and you need to go listen to that right now. And then check out all her great work by following her at Chelsea Devantes. I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.